Yoo-hoo! Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Why, there's Daisy Dozen in the kitchen talking earnestly to Unky. Let's see what's up.
Why, I wouldn't think of asking you to do the supper dishes for me, Unky. Only this certain important business came up,
well,
you know.
I don't know, Daisy. I don't like doing dishes.
Oh, Unky, with Dove, it's a cinch. You know, Dove is that new kind of soap for everything in our wash. And it has everything for dishes, too. I just love it, Unky.
Well, why don't you does them, then?
Well, like I said, Unky, if it weren't for this unexpected date, business, I'd be glad to do them. But I thought you want to see how Dove has everything for dishes. Why, it makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands.
Oh, I want to read my paper.
Unky, dear, I've just got to go. You want me to improve my mind, don't you?
Well, why don't you let the dishes just stand?
Oh, Unky, don't you want to see how Dove suds stand up even through the greasy pans? You don't have to keep adding soap.
But look at that big greasy platter, Daisy.
Why, Dove cuts grease in less than half a minute, Unky, without any hard scarring.
Oh, now, Daisy, I don't...
And Unky, Dove is simply sweet to your hands. It'll leave them so soft and smooth.
Woman stuff.
Really, if I didn't have this important engagement...
Oh, all right, I'll does the dishes for you.
Oh, swell.
Say, Daisy, what is this important business you got?
Oh, Donald's taking me to the movie.
Doesn't me. We've been framed.
Poor Unky. But honest, dishwashing's easy with Does. It's the only leading granulated wash day soap that combines all this for dishes. Makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done, cuts grease like 60, yet it's kinder to hands. Why not change to Does, D-U-Z? It has everything for dishes. And now the Goldbergs. When Molly Goldberg sets out on one of her spiritual journeys, she never falters. Even when the going gets tough. This time, she's trying to set Grace on the right path. Grace, you know, is the girl who, in league with George, came to the Goldbergs posing as Sammy's wife in order to get money from them. But thanks to the confession of George, Grace's real husband, everybody knows now who and what Grace is. But the girl doesn't suspect that her game is almost up. Molly, by trusting George with the funds of the Committee for Juvenile Delinquency, is trying to prove to her family that, by giving George a second chance, it may influence Grace to reform. But so far, Grace seems not to have changed. She's gotten hold of the money entrusted to George, much to Rosie and Jake's distress. The Goldbergs are having a sleepless night, and every time a door opens or closes, they think Grace is leaving the house with the money. So Molly is sleeping with Grace, which worries Jake even more. But right now, Rosie and David are tiptoeing through the dark hall to Grace's room. Listen.
Uncle David, maybe I'll knock at Grace's door again, huh?
But you knocked, Rosalind. There was no answer. Why did Mama go to sleep with Grace?
Uncle David, please don't ask any questions now.
Why shouldn't I ask questions when your Mama is so foolish? To go and sleep with Grace when she knows what Grace
Uncle
is.
Uncle David...
Who knows what Grace will do to Mama when she wants to run away with the money. Rosalie, hold my hands. Put a light in the hall. Rosalie, hold me.
Wait, Uncle David. Wait until I put the light on.
Call Papa.
Wait. Let's just try once again.
Put on the light.
Uncle David, let's just knock at the door once again.
Who sleeps so heavy? You knock.
Uncle David...
The lights put on.
If I tell Papa...
Don't tell. Put on the lights. Ay, Rosalie, don't be like your mama. Be good, but don't be too good. Too good, like too bad is bad. Everything too is too much. To go to sleep in the same bed with somebody that she knew had money that she was trying to take away, and to sleep with her to try to stop, to find the light.
I did.
So?
I think the fuse blew, or the bulb is bad.
So?
So nothing.
So what should we do? So the whole house is dark? So we're going to be in the darkness?
I don't know, Uncle David. What should we do?
Come, listen by Grace's door. How is your ear sight?
Huh? Why?
Put your ear by the keyhole and see if you hear breathing. Come.
Shh. Don't fall, Uncle David. The stairs are over there.
Hold me. Don't be like your mother, Rosie. All right. When Grace and George came in, she was bamboozled. All right. She was bamboozled. She didn't know. Grace said she was Sammy's wife. All right. But now she knows whose wife Grace is. And she's still acting like she
Over
was.
Over here, Uncle David.
Listen by the keyhole. God's assistant your mother wants to be. You hear breathing?
I think so.
One breathing or two breathings you hear? You can't see in the keyhole, huh?
No. There's a key in the door.
Locked from inside, huh?
Yes.
Come downstairs.
Why, Uncle David?
We'll see if the window is open.
Of course the window's open, Uncle David.
Then come, we'll go over to see.
Uncle David, the key is turning.
Hold my hand.
Why don't you be quiet? Your mother's falling asleep.
I have to speak to her.
Can't it wait? Good night.
I have to.
Good night. Grace.
You was out of bed?
Yes.
Maybe. Well, so fast. Sleeping so fast. Well, maybe I'm taking too much room, Grace.
No.
Wait, I'll fix your pillow for you. You're comfy, Grace?
Yes, thanks.
Now I'm up. You didn't sleep yet, Grace?
I never sleep right through the night.
No? Me neither before my baby was born. So many things to think about. So many things to hope for. To bring a life into the world. No. That's something to think about, huh, Grace? For people that feel their responsibilities, I mean. I remember how I used to pray that God would give me enough wisdom to raise my child and to be worthy in every way. You comfortable, Grace?
Yes.
I suppose every mother dreams and hopes for something else for her child. What do you want, Grace? You sleeping?
No.
What do you want, Grace?
Fair chance.
That you can do, Grace.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Fair chance, huh?
Yes. But I mean really fair. I mean if my baby isn't beautiful or wise or clever, I want him to have a fair chance. And there's only one thing in the world that will give him a fair chance, and that's money.
You think so?
I know so. I know plenty about those children who don't get a fair chance.
You say fair chance? What does fair chance mean? What does it mean in deeds? What do you think it means? You say fair chance. What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to you?
Want my opinion?
Yes.
My opinion may not be exactly like yours.
What is it?
Well, my opinions and my ideas, I suppose, like everybody else, comes from my own, how shall I say it, my own life and my own experience. So maybe my luckiness was very great. I found someone who I loved, and I found somebody who loved me. That was more, maybe, than just a fair chance, huh?
Love isn't everything.
Of course not. How could love be everything when love is just the beginning? Then I had children. And they were good children. That was luckier, maybe, than I deserved.
No matter how good children are, they have to get the breaks, and that takes money.
Surely. Indeed, it takes money. Certainly. Not a fortune. But money enough to provide the wherewithal. Certainly, it's necessary. It's important. Certainly. But, Grace, listen to me. I know whereof I speak. The fair chance, the breaks, like you say, must come from you. Because the greatest break a child can get is the parents they're born to. A child, Grace, is like a dream a mother has. And remember, it takes 9 months to bring a mother into the world. And a woman that is changing into a mother must know that the food of human life is not bread alone. Not at all. The food is a million sweetnesses, a million delicate, lovely things that grow into tender minds, like flowers. Without them, the world would be a desert, Grace. And the mother who neglects those little things, those sweet things, the mother who don't believe in them, dooms her child, Grace, darling. What are you crying? Tell me, darling. Tell me why you're crying. Tell me everything.
Grace weeps, but it may be self-pity and not regret for her past. Conversion from evil to good is not just a question of tears, as Molly should know. You know, friends, it's always wise to keep your hopes high for the future, no matter how unpromising the present may look. In fact, that's the advice I gave Daisy Dozens' young Beau Donald the other day. You see, he was telling me...
Gee, Daisy Dozens' my dream girl. I'm gonna marry her someday. Well, gosh, she knows all about keeping house and making fudge and washing things and does.
Well, Donald, you and Daisy ought to be very happy, especially on wash day. Because, ladies, does everything in the wash. Why, this new kind of soap does work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips. Honestly, Does is the only leading granulated wash day soap that gives longer life to the nice colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Yes, even in the toughest wash, does everything. And remember, this is wartime. Don't waste Does. All soaps contain vitally needed war materials. So save up your dirty clothes and wash several loads in the same Does suds. See to it every bit of Does you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly sees the result of her talk. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the Dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.